Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Oh, yeah. Hey, John, my husband recently noticed the Brewers logo, too. Our daughter referred to it as a glove, and his mind was blown. You look at the Brewers logo, and there's an M and a B. Tom Fortino, did you know that? That if you look at the glove that represents the Milwaukee Brewers, it's really a big B and a big M that make a baseball glove?
I never knew that.
Yeah, you have to go back and look.
Well, fun fact.
Do you have a logo for the Alpha Wealth Group? Did you embed some sort of clever money message in there?
Well, it is. The colors are gold, and there is some gold coloring in there. So,
and alpha is first or foremost, right? So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's actually also a financial term. It's a positive variance that relates to. So that's an indicator on a stock or an investment. If it's alpha is positive, that means that it's positive relative to the market.
Yeah, I knew that.
there you go.
Well, now, Tom, that's some snappy thinking on your part. Well done, sir.
Yeah.
I didn't know
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Tom Fortino is the founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group. He's the host of the Alpha Wealth Hour. Listen to this man Sundays at 7 a.m. on WGN Radio. Just big picture, first of all, talk to me about the three indices. Talk about the markets, Tom. What are you seeing and what does it mean?
Well, it's all sunshine and rainbows, apparently. I don't know what to say, but, you know, that's technically not true. There are some headwinds, but, you know, retail sales came out 1.7% year over year. They expected lower. The earnings have come out. You look at Goldman Sachs, Taiwan Semiconductor, those are positive, and they're projecting that there's going to be some decent earnings. So it's just been, you know, and then, well, let's add on to that. ECB is going to reduce rates. China's talked about stimulus, the Fed rate cut. So all of these things, I think, are propelling the market, and that's what we're kind of seeing as a result.
Yeah. You know, I think some of us are wondering if the other, what is it, shoe is going to drop that.
Yes.
Although one of our guests this week said that this bull market is only a year old. That doesn't make it an out of the norm long run. I mean, maybe this could continue, maybe not at these levels, but maybe we don't have a correction right around the corner, Tom.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have to see how earnings ultimately keep up. I mean, is it overvalued right now when you look at the PE relative, you know, to where it normally is? Yeah, the price to earnings is relatively high. I mean, you're talking 24, whatever it may be, you know, changes. But if the earnings can keep up, which is the denominator in that equation, if it brings it down over time, then that's okay. You just cannot continue. I think, you know, the one phrase by one of the old hands on the Wall Street floor, the stock exchange said, you know, there's only one tree that ever grew straight up to the sky, and that was in a fairy tale. So
yeah.
We just have to be careful.
What are you doing with your clients' money? Are you still in equities, or have you positioned some people a little more conservatively?
Well, here's what I would say as far as, and we've talked about this before, John, you know, it's you want to design a portfolio that meets with what, you know, if someone's going to retire in 2 years, that's different from someone who's going to retire in 10, of course. Someone who needs income versus someone who may not need income. So that's going to dictate the design of the portfolio, and that's what everyone really should be looking at. Now, on the periphery, you know, there's maybe some opportunities where if you want to do this with a portion of your stocks, when you look at pullbacks, I mean, maybe the most obvious, and we hear it all the time, NVIDIA. That was down to $100 a share. Today, it's at almost $140. It's a 40% move. If you see opportunities like that and you want to buy some, you think these are quality stocks that are just getting beaten up because where the market's going, you want to own those. Those are some opportunities you can do, I think, and everyone can look at those types of things.
Somebody accused me of being a market timer when I reiterated what Terry Savage referred to, and that is, you've had a nice run, go ahead and just take some of it off the table, put it in a CD, something conservative, you'll get your 4%, and you won't continue to ride this bull market, but if you're a little bit worried about it, she thinks you should have a year or two's worth of livable cash in case the market goes down. You don't want to have to sell then. I don't know. I'm talking out of my head here. Tom, what do you think about all of that?
No, I think there's a couple takeaways from that. There, one is that, you know, this comes back to what we call rebalancing, and that's a common strategy. I mean, maybe it's a little more than rebalancing, but your portfolio can be skewed. What I mean by that is if you're 60-40 and the market's up 25% and on the equity side and your fixed are up 2 or flat, well, you're no longer 60-40. So you really kind of have to revisit. It's not a set it and forget it. You need to revisit your portfolio every so often and say, okay, maybe I need to sell off. So it kind of matches up with what you're saying. It takes some of that off and kind of go back to a balanced portfolio. And again, based on where you're at, it might make sense to do some of those things. So I don't disagree with that statement.
Well,
but you can't time
with,
the market.
Pardon. Well, okay, fair. But if you were looking at those little triangles in the circle, and some of it was small cap and some of it was international, would you shade them one way or another right now, Tom?
Would I shave them, you said?
Shade them one way or another? Well, maybe shave one's down and keep one larger.
Yeah.
But I just wonder if there's a sector. Do you like large cap, small cap? Do you like utilities? Is there something that looks smart right now?
Well, I mean, large cap, and we've seen large cap growth has really outperformed. If you look over a five-year period, it's just done much better than any of the others. Small cap is kind of been moving sideways for over 3 or 4 years. Now, it's starting to break out. And so, you know, from a standpoint of those types of, you know, moves that you might want to make, you can, we've talked about ETFs before, IWM.
Yeah.
You can buy these small caps and maybe overweight a little bit. Always be careful. These aren't wholesale moves you should be making. But I think ultimately there's these reversions to the mean. So I think you can buy some more value. You see, the Dow has come back, is catching up, not quite there, but is catching up, and has been over
with the other. You mean with the S&P and the Nasdaq
relative to the S&P? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, they're up double what the Dow is up these days, which is fascinating to me.
Yeah, now they were up more than that. I think as of today, the Dow's up a little over 14, maybe close to 15. The S&P's up 23. So they're, as I said, if you look over the last few months, it's starting to, because there's been some rotation out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But so I guess the takeaway from this too is you want to own some of all of these things, because there's years one or the others are going to outperform. And you know, the idea is, you know, just don't overthink things and let emotions dictate what you do.
Yeah, you've said that before here too. Tom Fortino is the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group. Alpha meaning first or premier, and then that other stuff that he said. He's the host of the Alpha Wealth Hour. You can find him Sunday mornings on WGN at 7 a.m. We'll talk again, Tom. Well done.
Great.
Nice
All right,
to
John.
Talk to you, sir. Have a good day. Have a good weekend.